Cowboys. But first, let's check in with the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, who joins us as he every morning after a Cowboys game, win or lose. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, congratulations on a win.
Well, indeed. And before we go any further, I just want to say our condolences to Big Tex. Indeed, what happened to him was a tragedy. And he was certainly an icon in Texas, just like me. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, he was the only guy in town whose face was more plastic and gaunt than my own.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
So it was sad to see him go the way of the Hitler balloon. And what's it called?
The Hindenburg?
I don't think it was ever called the Hitler balloon.
Okay. But I have to admit, there was a little tear in my eye when Big Tex went up in flames, because I saw it as kind of a metaphor for our season. But I do want to make, and I do want to say this, and I'm smiling as I'm saying it, but I'm not. And that as a programming note, tomorrow at this time, I've scheduled the ghost of Big Tex to join you at 8:40.
Oh, wow. Thanks for scheduling that for us.
Yes, and he is going to reveal the real cause of the fire.
Can't wait to hear that.
Because some reports have a giggling George Seifert running away from the scene carrying a welder's torch.
Very odd.
I hadn't heard that report. Well, congrats on the win, by the way. Congrats on the win.
Well, I appreciate it, Jody. And what we,
George,
I never particularly enjoy playing in Carolina.
Uh-huh.
That whole stadium smells like a big hillbilly ashtray. Their crowd is kind of NASCARish, and they keep flicking cigarette butts at my toupee, and I was scared I was going to be the next Hitler Big Tex. But I thought our cafe au lait receiver, Miles Austin, I thought he looked good catching that touchdown.
Yeah.
And boy, Dez sure is exciting, isn't he?
He is exciting. Yeah.
Sure is exciting.
Yeah. He's nervous.
Yeah, on any given play, he'll make a 24-yard reception, then run backwards for 16 yards to break 7 tackles and fall down. That's Dez for you.
Yeah, that's kind of your team, too.
What's that, Jody?
I don't know. Your team just seems like that, like they're always on the edge of disaster.
Well, but that is true in its falsity. I have a sports question for the two of you.
Okay.
It's a trivia question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Kevin Ogletree still on this team?
Oh, that's a question for you. You're the GM.
I have no idea. Although it is nice to see him stepping in and replacing that frustration level we were missing when Marty B left.
Right.
He's kind of stepped in there. Did y'all hear that I had Joe Gibbs speak to the team to fire him up?
Yeah, we found that a little odd. The longtime Redskins great arch rival of the Cowboys.
It is a little bit odd, isn't it?
Yeah,
but I just couldn't depend on Jason to actually get that done. I don't think he can fire up our team. And I know it was a win, but I've just about had it with Jason Garrett.
Between me and you. Okay.
In the first half, Garrett kept freezing up and going to screensaver, and Bill Callahan had to do a force quit on him and do a restart. And then at halftime, we figured out what happened. Jason had picked up an internet virus that Jerry Jr. downloaded from some gaming site.
Oh, no.
It was flash-based and introduced some sort of virus. So I think that's what happened.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Terrible.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, guess who just walked in the room?
Jerry Jr.?
No. Hmm. Jason Garrett.
Okay.
You want to talk to him?
Sure.
Well, sure, yeah.
Hey, Jason, come on over here and talk to the board user.
All right. Get the talk. Hello.
Hey, Coach, it's the Musers on the ticket. How's it going?
Hey, getting it done, aren't you?
Yeah, we're trying to get it done, yeah.
Yesterday's win was a process. I thought we played well. Obviously, you'd like to get better in several areas, but I thought we played well in all three phases. And those phases are, of course, offense, defense, and a Mexican brownie and caramel sauce that's dusted with powdered sugar.
That was the third phase?
That's the third one.
I think you still have that virus.
Well, how about your offense? What did you take out of the day from what your offense did? Jason?
The program offensive coordinators unexpectedly quit. Would you like to submit a bug report to the Cowboys technical support? Good morning.
Yes, okay. Oh, bye. There's Jerry and Jason with us here on a Monday morning. 8:49 on...